Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Another one of those nights. New York City, call me up. 888-808-1019. We're having too much fun. We're having a good time. We're living in it, man. I just came back from the watch party. Obviously, we watched MVP. Francisco Lindor hit the Grand Slam. Are you kidding me? To send the Make It Happen Mets to the NLCS? It's real life, Mets fans. Exhale. Don't worry. Don't think about the past. Think about your future. You're going to California. And yeah, we had to grind it out. But exhale. And Yankee fans, we got one to get with Cole on the mound. Year 7G, Giancarlo Stanton went MVP. What a game for him. Postseason proven as the Yankees go up in the series against the Kansas City Royals, man. I am just like so happy to see people happy. I am just so thrilled for us as New Yorkers and New York fans. We have struggled through some terrible teams and seasons in all sports. We've been embarrassed. We've watched other cities come into our city and win. We've watched other teams come in and dominate us. We're getting our respect back. The city is shining. The scene at Citi Field looks like a legit movie. It's something you couldn't imagine. It's something that no one thought was going to be possible this year. Seriously. Just a couple months ago, people were not thinking that they'd be able to go to Flushing and watch the Mets clinch against the best team in baseball. I don't root for anything Philadelphia. I wish them no success. So I love to see the Mets make it happen again. The leader of the team, man, there were so many things. Him with his daughter, the fans singing My Girl, Starling Marte spraying champagne on the fans. The Mets popping champagne again for these young Mets fans, I know you guys are like, I can't believe this is life. I can't believe this is happening. Believe it. You got to believe. 888-808-1019. And Carlos Mendoza's message is, they're not done. Enough of the house money talk. Next series, no more house money talk. Next series, talk about how good these guys are. Talk about how good this manager is. Talk about how these guys have earned it. They deserve it. And on the other side with the Yankees, Yankee fans, I know we're frustrated. We're going to talk about Judge tonight. But like, let's just look at the positive again. We were able to steal two wins. The Yankees have two wins in this series by combined two runs. They won 6-5. They won 3-2 today. And I'll take it. Win ugly. It doesn't have to be pretty. We're counting wins. That's 2 out of 11. And all of the hype around the Yankees, oh, well, this is the easiest path. Nothing is easy. Nothing worth having comes easy. You got to fight for it. You got to grind for it. You got to make the most out of your opportunities. You can't expect to get calls from the umpires. You got to beat the umpires and the Kansas City Royals and their fans and Bob Costas and George Brett. And we did. 888-808-1019. We're having a good time, man. I live for this stuff. I'm telling you, like, just being in the city and seeing Mets fans watching the game, Yankee fans watching the game, and everybody having this pep in their step because it's October. It's not hot out. We're not sweating. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got jackets, hoodies on. We got our jerseys on, our caps on, and everybody has this pep in their step because we're alive, because we are in the division series. Our division rivals are at home watching us. We've got some mojo. The Mets have some magic that is just like, I mean, I don't know what else you need to see. I don't know what else they need to do for you to just flip the switch and say, yeah, this is real. These guys could win the entire thing. And for the Yankees, they're not going to win the entire thing without Aaron Judge, but that's okay. It's a team. I know I was on last night and a couple nights ago, I was saying you can't take Stanton out of the lineup. Maybe you can pinch run for him late in the game if the situation calls for it. But you can't take his bat out of the lineup. He's postseason proven. You can't take him out and put Dominguez in as a DH. I don't even think they would consider it. They're not putting rookies out there. You're not going to see Ben Rice. You're not going to see Dominguez. You haven't seen Luis Gil. You might not see Luis Gil in the division series. You know what I'm saying? So they're leaning on veterans and experience. And man, what a night. So many little things. Shout out to Volpe. You know, he's gotta get a little better with some of those throws over the first baseman. Put it in your pocket, kid. But man, that catch he made and him getting on base, like I see the improvement from some of the struggles in the regular season and him getting it done. And, you know, Jazz said that those guys were lucky. I guess the Yankees were lucky tonight. 888-808-1019. I just know to get out of the way. It's not about me. I'm blessed to be here and be a part of it and get to talk to you guys. Like, I don't have a voice. The watch party we had with the Bleacher Creatures and Yankee fans, I love y'all. Man, like, we had to gut it out. We had to fight, scratch, and claw. We're questioning everybody and everything. And we'll relive it tonight, and we'll go through some things tonight. So I'll cue up these calls. Connor's going to get some clips, some audio from the post game. Mets are popping champagne as they move on to the National League Championship Series. And they await the winner of the Dodgers-Padres series, where the Dodgers have bounce back. They're up 5-0. They've been holding, and they're looking like they're trying to even up this series tonight. Force it to go back to Chavez Ravine. Baseball is something else. That's the whole tagline for MLB this year. Baseball is something else. If you're not a baseball fan, like, I don't know. I just, like, I don't get people that don't care about baseball. Maybe you were watching Shesterkin. Maybe you're watching the Rangers. I understand that. Devils fans, I'll see y'all in there tomorrow. I'm going to be at the Prudential Center watching Gerrit Cole potentially clinch and close out that series. But yeah, that's my quick open. We'll go through the moments. Ranger Suarez, right? Bases loaded. The Mets are starting to, you know, chip away, and you think that they're going to break through, and they're getting runners on, and this guy's just Houdini getting out of it. But I can't say enough about Francisco Lindor, man. What a year. What a guy. That guy just wants to win. When I talk about TW, the will to win, that guy's got that spirit. That's the type of guy everybody wants on their team. He should be the National League MVP. If you ask me, he is. I don't care who votes. I don't care about Ohtani stolen bases. Like, the story with that guy and this team and what he's done this year is incredible. And for the Yankees, without their MVP, right? Judges have multiple opportunities here. Check swing, flyouts, strikeouts. Well, there's another MVP. Stan won the MVP some years ago. Stan is postseason proven slow heartbeat. He went down there and got one when we needed it most. That came right after the judge check swing, boy. Oh, man. Play John, play Frank. Yankees win. Mets are back in the New York groove. Core memories were made tonight for families, for friends, and it's a good time to be in New York. It's a good time for New York sports. It's a good time for New Yorkers to call the fan if you can't sleep and just live in this one. 888-808-1019. Let's go to... I got all Yankee calls. No, here's a Mets call. Let's start with the Mets. Limo driver Ed in PA.
Hey, brother, I'm down in Philadelphia. I just dropped off some people that's very unhappy.
Ooh.
I just dropped them off.
Ooh, them Philly fans.
They say, Ed, are you a Phillies fan? I said, no, I'm a Mets fan. They said, what?
Oh, they're tight. They were sure they were winning the World Series this year. Their whole promo they put out, Spike Eskin's voice, the first voice you hear in the Philly Red October promo. They're talking about how this team is built to win a championship.
And this place is usually hopping. Listen, 76 the highway, 95 usually popping. You can't get through with traffic. Man, ain't nobody on the road. Only ones on the road is people that leave and go somewhere else. But I told you, I keep calling them the Miracle Mets, brother. I keep calling them. You know what I'm saying? From day one when they were just trying to get in the playoffs and made it. And I said, that's the Miracle Mets, man. I'm so proud of your team. I'm proud of our team. But like you said, don't go too fast yet. I said, for us to meet each other the last time we spoke. Both teams, Mets and the Yankees, but we're gonna take it as slow as we can go. But I'm gonna tell you right now, brother, these people down here in Philadelphia ain't happy.
They're
you got the
salty.
Eagles losing, the Flyers losing, everybody losing.
The Knicks knocked the Sixers out. Thanks for the call. The Knicks knocked the Sixers out. Then the other blue and orange team knocked out the Phillies. These Philly people, they gotta hate New York. Good. Good. They're not listening to WIP tonight. They're tuning in to WFAN tonight. Congrats to the New York Mets and New York Mets fans, long-suffering New York Mets fans. Whether you are a fair-weather fan, whether you're a bandwagon fan, you're a fan. And everyone gets to celebrate it. They're dancing in the streets. They're jumping up and down. I'm so happy for Evan and Tommy who got to go tonight. I told y'all last night, don't worry about it. You're not jinxing anything. There were people calling me like, we're still the Mets. No, you're not. I said, these are the anti-Mets. And I got that from Mets Muse. I'm like, this team is very much the anti-Mets. And they're on their way to the championship series, four wins away from going to the World Series. What? Josh and Passaic on the Fan in New York. Go for it, Josh. Took me a minute to get
that. Hey, kids, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm good, bro. I'm blown away by the seasons that we've watched and where we are at this point on October 9th. It's crazy.
Yeah, what did I tell you 2 nights ago about Stanton? That's why he's in the lineup. He's there for those clutch bombs.
And,
I can't believe those people
yes,
call for him not
and
to
you
play.
Wait for that because if he can get that bat around and connect with one, it is going out of the ballpark and can change the game. He's done it before. I think that's his 12th postseason homer. He's postseason proven. I hate to throw Judge under the bus, but like, Judge is not, but somebody else is. They picked him up. You can't put him out of the lineup because he can't run, but this man stole a base tonight. That got a loud ovation. We were all like, wait, what?
So I told you that, but, and Keith, I'm unbelievable with the Mets, and my friend, shout out to Ozzy, he's talking to me about after the bottom of the fifth, and he's like screaming, "Oh, I hate this team. They botch it up. They can't do anything." I'm like, "Trust me, I guarantee you, they're going to score around the next inning." And lo and behold, we're both smiling, but I had the bigger smile. Quintana, and they called an error, so now 0-0 run. It was good that the bullpen was already in. Keith, I was listening to the Phillies radio last night. They already had, the season was over last night. Every single caller complaining, saying what to do in the offseason. It was very enjoyable, Keith. I can't wait to listen. I'll drop later. I'll probably 1 point switch over. Can't wait to hear it.
I told y'all to do that.
It sounds like what you'd expect, you know, like a post game of like the Mets, like in other years.
Yes. Good call, Josh. Like, I mean, I appreciate you guys listening to me, but like the Odyssey app lets you flip over to WIP. Go drink their tears because they line up to drink our tears every year. I take calls from all over. And I know some of that is from social media because my social media reach. And I put the link out, and I get calls from different places. I got a guy from Kansas calling the other night talking about, tickets in row R, only $200. Yeah, go drink their tears because they're calling up pissed off. They were sure that this team, I think they were the first to 50 wins. They had a lead in the division. Nah, when they stumbled, I remember when the Yankees swept them, I'm like, I don't know about these guys, and they're regressing. World Series, CS, DS, see ya. 888-808-1019. I don't wish Philly any luck. Eagles trash too. I don't wish Philly any luck. We'll see what Embiid does with Paul George. He's washed. But that's none of my business. Let's keep it rolling. Antonio and Roslyn on the Fan in New York.
Yo, bro. I just got to say, man, love your show first and foremost, but bro, it is a good time out, like, to be in New York. Like, bro, I don't even like the Mets, bro, but I am so happy to see them, you know, going.
I don't like the Mets either, but I'm happy for people to see people with pure joy, to see, like, fathers hugging their sons, like, people crying, like, just pure raw emotion in our city. These are our neighbors. These are our coworkers. These are our friends.
Exactly. No, I agree. It's funny. Like, I play softball, you know, here and there and stuff. And, you know, it's funny. The point that you made, too, Volpe's got to chill with those. That's the second
bro, he did that. Put it in your pocket, kid, because I just can't. Like,
looks like, you know, the grown men that I play softball with, bro. We're throwing the ball around. I see it. I can't believe this one today. You got lucky because if it would have went out, the guy would have been in scoring position.
Right. And, that's what I'd rather you just hold it. Just hold it, bro. Right. Like, it is what it is. I hope they talk to him about that. But Volpe has contributed.
Right. And I just got to say, man, thank you to the Yankees. Thank you to the Mets. Could you imagine, bro, if both these teams were not in the playoffs right now and we're sitting here in New York
talking about Rob Sala? Daniel Jones. Can Daniel Jones beat Joe Burrow and the Bengals? We'll get there. Football Friday.
And now it's crazy, bro. But last I want to say, man, I seen your post this morning on IG, and I wanted to comment, like, what in the unseasoned chicken is this, man? Shout out to you, you know, doing your thing.
Yo, you're wild. You out of here, bro. You're wild for that. I'm not even going to reference that. What in the unseasoned chicken? You're wild for that, bro. But go check out my Instagram and look at what I posted. For some of y'all, I don't have no respect. Chill out. Vito's in Howard Beach. Vito, you're on the Fan.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
You got it.
So, yes, sir. I just wanted to say my father was a Brooklyn Dodger fan, and when he left, he made us root for all New York teams and Knicks, because I just felt like this guy was a champion his whole life. He was the best player his whole life. And he got a chance to do it tonight, and he performed. And I'm not worried about Judge. I know that he'll perform, and the team I'm worried most about is the Mets. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Vito. Don't worry about the Mets yet. Pump your brakes, guys.
I know you want to get there. Not so fast. There's still more work to be done. There's still more work to be done. I know, it's hard to not think about it. But like, this radio station is on all day, every day. We have all these hosts and shows. When the time comes to talk about it or not, we'll talk about it. We do not have to, you know, just every night jump to that. Or like, let's eliminate the Kansas City Royals for the Mets players and fans, just to get some days off to rest and live in it and bask in it and wear your gear around and peacock and be happy as a clam. Like, enjoy it, man. Enjoy it. Chris, out on Staten Island. You got it. Go for it.
What's up, fan? How you doing?
I'm all right.
All right. So
nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste, because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
You said something last night it's sort of been bothering me all day long. I got to speak to you about it. I'm a diehard Yankee fan since I was a little boy. My kids, Yankees fans. Some of these Mets games I've been watching are the best games I've ever seen, from not just the playoffs, not just from the Mets, but from any team from the whole season. It's unbelievable, and it's great to watch. I wanted to know why you would want to see a Subway Series.
Thanks for the call, Chris. I agree with you. I'm watching these Mets games. Like, I'm glued to these Mets games. I'm like, with the timing of these Mets games and me having to be on the radio and having to come in the city, like, I don't want to leave the house because I don't want to listen to them on the radio. No disrespect to Howie and Mets Radio and Ray Martell. You guys are awesome. Radio broadcast on. But I'm saying, I don't want to miss a pitch, because I, like, if you miss a pitch, you're going to miss something ridiculous. They are the miracle Mets. They are the amazing Mets. Somehow with the grimmest energy, the Oh My God hit record, which is coming out later this week, and people were worried that they wouldn't still be playing. Like, no, don't get me wrong. Like, I've never watched the Mets as much as I've watched these Mets. I've never cared to watch the Mets as much as I watch. These Mets are entertaining. They're super fun. And yes, these games are, they're cinema. They're all-timers. But why I, as a Yankee fan, would not want to see a World Series in modern day time, Subway Series, World Series, because I want it to be one New York team getting all the spotlight. This town is big enough for the both of us. I don't know. Maybe this place would explode. I don't know what it would be like. And, like, I also don't want the, like, you know, because there are some people that do hate the other side. There are some people, like, somebody's got to lose. Right now, we're both winning. How fun is it tonight when you get to see these videos of Citi Field and the videos of these Yankees watch parties, and it's joyous for both sides? A Subway Series means that, like, somebody's got to lose. And, like, that's going to be tough for you Mets fans when the Yankees win it again. Rob is in Jersey. Rob, you're on the Fan.
How we doing, man? I'm just super excited about the Mets and that they blew off the Phillies. Every single Phillies player in that lineup has a punchable face. Harper, Castellanos, Bryson Scott. I'm so happy that they're advancing, and you're 100% right. The job isn't finished, okay? You still have another series to go, and it's just, they're must-watch baseball right now. It's absolutely incredible. I don't know how they're doing it. I counted them out in May along with every other Mets fan. And
Everyone in baseball yeah, around mid-May was like, they're cooked. Start thinking about the deadline. This is a rebuild punt year. Nobody knows.
Yep, and they're doing it without an incredible ace. I mean, Kodai Senga's good. Don't get me wrong. I guess that's their ace now, but you know, I, when they traded DeGrom or he left, I screamed. I was like, "There's like, how are they going to acquire another ace?"
Yeah.
But somehow, some way, everyone's doing their job. It's just incredible. And these young guys, Vientos and Alvarez, you know, they're doing just fine, I guess. You know.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Rob. It's a sign of the leadership. That's what's different about the Mets too. It's contagious. It flows all the way from the veterans to the young guys. I'm talking about David Stearns and Carlos Mendoza. They are not just along for the ride. If you've watched this whole season, they are active. They are there. Steve Cohen, let me not leave Steve Cohen out. Bro, Steve Cohen is in these streets. Steve Cohen is on the pavement with y'all. He's pulling up to the party, the tailgate. He's visible. He's taking pictures. He's rubbing shoulders with you guys. He could buy all of us. Like, I appreciate that, right? You have Oakland A's fans crying their hearts out over losing their baseball team that they grew up with in their city, and think about what they think about their owner. Fisher's not pulling up for, nah. It's way different. John Fisher versus a Steve Cohen, like, just trying to put it in parallels for you. Steve Cohen comes in here and tells you he's a fan, and he had to learn. We all have to learn things. He had to learn how to be a fan that now owns a Major League Baseball team with all the money that he has. He didn't do it right the first couple years. He figured it out, though. Like, and you can't say, no, he didn't figure it out yet. Yes, he did. Like, They're going to be one of the last teams standing. They're one of two of the teams left in their league. The first year he hires David Stearns. A lot of us, myself included, were critical about them showing Buck Showalter the door, more so because of Buck Showalter's legacy and feeling like that was wrong for Buck and that was his last opportunity. But so what? That's business. They brought in Carlos Mendoza, Steady Mendy. Can we play the audio from Carlos Mendoza? Him coming from the Yankees, I was already familiar with him, but this year I got to know him more. I don't know. I bet Mets fans do love this guy. I love this guy. Like, I bet Mets fans are in love with their manager. The way that he handles business, the way that he talks to the media, the way that he has these guys ready to play. I think I heard Joe Beningo say he wishes he could coach the Jets. before Rob Saleh got fired. Can we play the audio from the post game where Carlos Mendoza speaking? Go ahead and run it.
Yes, hey. And the story continues.
Hey, yeah.
When we clinch in Atlanta, hold on. When we clinch in Atlanta, we thank our the best owners in the world, Steve and Alex.
Yeah.
We thank our front office, David, baseball operations. We thank you guys in here, the trainers, everyone. Now, let's celebrate our families. Let's celebrate our wife, our parents, your kids, that behind the scenes are right there with us.
Yeah.
And lastly, our fan base.
Yes.
Francisco Lindor calls it Mets Nation.
Yep.
Guess what? We believe, you need to continue to believe. Let's go!
Yo, like, that's so real. Party on. That's so real. Just, like, going all around to give props to everybody. Standing on business talking about Atlanta. Like, how long ago does it seem like that Atlanta game one was of the doubleheader? Carlos Mendoza is manager of the year. 888-808-1019. He has led the Mets to the National League Championship. He was the bench coach for the Yankees. Yankees, you had a guy right under your nose. But not throwing any shade at Aaron Boone. Matt is out in Illinois next up on the Fan in New York. Go for it, Matt.
Hey, Keith. What's happening, man? I'm on my way home from the game, actually.
Oh, you were in Missouri?
I mentioned, I was, man. Yeah, I made a drive. It's about 5 hours. I made the trek out there.
Worth it.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So I'm glad you mentioned Boone, because in the stands, I was losing my mind when he swapped Kainley out to get to Luke for five outs. I was just thinking, like, what are we going to do? How are we going to get there? You know, I was losing my mind.
And, not to cut and you also, off. Shout out to Bob Papa. Bob Papa texted me, like, what are they doing? And I'm like, I think they watch too much of the Mets. You know how the Mets like to go to Diaz for, like, I'm like, they're watching too much of these Mets games. Like, Luke Weaver just became our closer. Anyway, go on.
Man, I couldn't believe it. And so that, the pitching changes he made were awesome. Pretty good throughout the series. And I was on the fence about starting Clark over Heel also, but shut me up on that one, too. Only thing I got for you is you know, we batted Verdugo late in the game. Are we ever going to see Dominguez off the bench, or why do we carry him if we're never going to use him, you know?
Yeah, I hear that, Matt. Thanks for the call. Drive home safely. I'm glad that you decided to make a five-hour trip to Missouri and get that win. I just don't think that they're going to put Dominguez in this spot. I don't think he's ready. I don't think that they look at him as I know Verdugo's grounded into second base, grounded into first base. I think he grounded into a double play. It's like, bro. Like, it's just one game. At least Verdugo, that the first win, whatever. It's just one game. But it's tough to watch because you watched it all year, but it is what it is. I don't expect them to put Dominguez in that position late in the game. I don't think they look at him as like a pinch-hitting weapon. I think they just look at him as he's young. He's inexperienced, and this is the main stage. And as far as the bullpen goes, I want to talk about Clay Holmes. I said that he shouldn't be on the postseason roster. He's been great so far. Maybe not great, but he's been good enough. I literally called him Pray Holmes. I pray when he comes in the game. When he came in the game today, I'm pointing to the sky like, come on, yo, please don't. He's been a different guy in the postseason. The postseason, a different animal. I don't know. As terrible as he was in the regular season, it doesn't matter. Kainley gave us some juice. Weavy Wonder, like, this guy went an inning and two-thirds. It worked, yo. That's all that matters is it worked. Pete is in Brantford, Connecticut on the Fan. Hello, Pete.
Hey, how are you doing? I'm enjoying your show very much. I haven't listened that much over the, you know, since you've been on, but I really enjoy it.
You go to bed. Don't even sweat it. It's okay.
Cool. Well, anyway, I'm one of the older guys. So I'll be quick, honestly, but so I go back to seeing Mickey Mantle, you know, 1966, and he, you know, opening day, got two hits. You look it up. And But then I also was privileged to go. My dad took me to see Game 5 in 1969 for the Mets, and it was fantastic, unbelievable. And I've never understood why, you know, you can't root for both teams. And when it came down to it, you know, of course I'm rooting for the Yankees. But all along the way, I'm loving this with the Mets. It's fantastic, OMG, everything else. And, you know, I don't really see why we have to pick a team. But if it comes down to it, of course, it'll be the Yanks.
Good, Pete. I mean, I could honestly do the rest of my show about why Yankee fans should hate the Mets and why Mets fans should hate the Yankees, but now is not the time for that. And, like, being a fan, why you should pick a team, like, that's the whole stay down till you come up. That's the whole loyalty, wearing the hat, wearing the jersey, so much so it becomes part of your personality and identity. I don't know, maybe that's not the case for you, but it is for a lot of us listening and myself talking right now. Like, I live and die with this team since I was a kid, and I never grew out of it. It's not a phase, Mom. It's not a phase. And as you're a kid growing up, and there's Mets fans and there's Yankee fans, honestly, it was no contest, at least for me growing up in the 90s. It was like, you know, and Yankee fans looked down on Mets fans, and Mets fans looked at Yankee fans like we were obnoxious and this and that. And I mean, now, even this year, like, Mets fans got the first laugh. They're getting the last laugh right now. Like, they swept us. I hated that. I saw the Yankees lose in Citi Field. I saw the Yankees lose in Yankee Stadium. I was sick about it. I wasn't right. I wasn't in my right mind. Like, yo, this is terrible. This isn't real life. Because it's territorial, because of the history, because of the cliques, it just is what it is. But I think you can give credit where credit is due. You can give some respect. I don't think Mets fans are giving us respect, Yankee fans, and that's fine because we've always had it, right? We're used to going to the postseason. Like, honestly, I was laughing at some Mets fans last week where I was like, yo, we're not jealous of you beating the Brewers in the wild card round. We didn't want to be in the wild card round. Relax. You guys are on 10 because you had a miracle Pete Alonso homer to stave off elimination. Like, we're not on that. But at the same time, it is special and it is impressive. And for the Yankees being this juggernaut, or this fake juggernaut, really, like, they better not lose. They better win tomorrow and go on to the CS, and we'll see. But, man, I know I felt it tonight because I felt when Lindor hit that grand slam, there were a couple Mets fans in the building. The bartender had a Mets hat on. It's New York. I could feel the Mets joy and energy overflowing the Yankees like a tidal wave. And I'm like, the Yankees cannot drown under this Mets mania. The Yankees have to win this game. We cannot lose tonight. And couple that with the Mets advancing to the championship series. No, it didn't happen. It didn't happen. 888-808-1019. Mark is out in California on the Fan. Hello, Mark.
What's going on, Keith?
You know, hosting the show. You got something going on in the background. Isn't that the TV?
No, man. I'm actually cutting out some stuff for my girlfriend. It's a pain. But, you hit it on the coffin, bro, because personally, I'm going to come on the show and say, I freaking hate Mets fans. I hate them.
Some of them are wild, annoying. Like, some of them are super annoying.
It has
annoying.
Nothing to do with the Mets, but it's like, it's for example, okay? It's the Giants and New York Giants and Dallas. I don't care about Dallas because their only argument is, oh my God, they beat us every year in the regular season. Okay, we have two Super Bowls. You have none since like 90.
But like, all right, now you low-key taking a shot at me.
Right? Hold on one second. Eagles fans, I can't stand, bro. And not only that, dude, but have you seen what Philadelphia has done? Let me run it down for you real quick.
Choke.
Being a Philly fan, the last 24 months, 2022.
Can't spell Philly without two L's. All they do is lose and lose again.
2023, Eagles blew the Super Bowl half lead. The Sixers blow 6-7 to the Celtics. They blew Game 6 and Game 7 to NLCS to Phillies. Eagles start 10-1, crash and burn. Sixers lose to the Knicks in the first round.
Phillies lose to the Mets the same year that the Mets lost the Union MLS team lost the World the
Yo,
MLS
Mark,
Cup.
And then they gave Allen Iver that Allen Iverson that little action figure statue.
Bro, Philly fans are just like, it couldn't happen to a more crappier fan base. Honestly, like,
I love it.
I just can't stand it. I love it too.
I'm from
but
the borderline in the Jersey Shore, where if you drive 30 minutes south from where I live, it starts to get funny. Pee hats start popping up, and you're like, what the hell?
I was born in Galloway Township, New Jersey, man, right out of Atlantic City, bro. Like,
you know it then. Yeah, you're in it.
Yeah, die hard Yankee fan, Giants, you know, Knicks, Rangers, but today's game, dude, literally felt like, I don't know if you felt it, but when it was 2-2, I was like, here we go again, dude. Like, Rendon, yeah, seven strikeouts, three innings, and then all of a sudden, just
not enough, not good enough. Then, Yankees, not yeah, enough.
Yeah. Dude, this felt like a typical game that the Yankees were just bound to lose, right? Like, it's just 2-2.
Yeah. New game. Going in the and they're at home. Yep.
Guy hits a home run, right? You know what I mean? But they came out. So now, even if you lose, like today, bro, like Dodgers are smacking the Padres around. But guess what? They got their ace going seven.
Mm-hmm.
Or not seven, but game five. So it doesn't really matter. Chiefs got knocked around the last two innings. So even if Cole gets knocked tomorrow and he's prone to giving up home runs, you still got game five in Yankee Stadium. But you want to get it done, especially because what's going on with the Mets. This is super electric. And I don't want to spoil their parade, Keith. But guess what?
What?
I called the Houston Astros cheating in the playoffs. Everyone thought I was crazy, bro. Everyone was like, wait a minute. You see Lindor's home run today? Did you pay attention? Why is he grabbing his jersey? Why is Alonso grabbing his jersey? Why is Winker grabbing his jersey?
They got buzzers?
I'm telling you, man. I'm not saying they got buzzers, but this run that they're on was the same exact run that the Houston Astros went on. It's almost eerily similar. Where they didn't lose every game at home and on the road, but and the thing about the Mets is they played better on the road than at home anyway.
Yeah, but, like they weren't afforded home games until now, and then they won those two.
Right.
Thanks for the call, Mark. I'm not going down the rabbit hole of the Mets are cheating. Like, the Mets have buzzers. Why are they holding their jerseys? I think that they, and I gave them credit for this. I think that they are connected. I think that they communicate. I think that they exchange information. I do not think that they are cheating in acquiring that information. 888-808-1019. I think they just have some smart heads-up ball players that are competing right now, that are loose right now, that know, like, yo, we're better than these guys. And, like, for some reason, we're like a cute story, but, like, we're going to rock these guys. Like, when we get to their bullpen, we're going to win the game. And we don't have to go back to the 215 and listen to Meek Mill.
You don't think it's a grimace, Keith, in the clubhouse watching the video, sending the signals?
I get it. It's the grimace stuff. You know, somebody is hiding in the grimace costume, sneaking into the clubhouse, getting like, it's just watch the games. It's fight. It is savvy. I mean, if a guy's tipping their pitches, that's baseball, Susan. Like, you're tipping your pitches, and guys pick up on that. That's part of the game. I just, like, I have a serious, like, problem with what the Astros did, how they literally cheated the core of the game. I remember 2017 wondering why it was so different in Minute Maid Park versus Yankee Stadium. I'll never forget being, I was in the Secaucus Walmart parking lot when that news broke. I won't say who I was listening to when he broke the news, but I'm like, I knew it. 888-808-1019. 1 hour down, 2 hours to go. Coming up next, my Casamigos big shot of the night. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We'll be right back.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.
struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.